Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will talk about Virginia Woolf. Now, Virginia Woolf has also written many novels, but in this audio we will talk about her works from the point of view of feminist literary criticism. Okay, so I'll deal with the works of Virginia Woolf not from the point of view of history of English literature, but from the point of view of feminist literary criticism. So whatever works are relevant from the point of view of feminist literary criticism. Now, the dates of Virginia Woolf are between 1882 to 1941. Okay, 1882 to 1941. She was basically an English writer who is famous for her stream of consciousness writing technique. And two of her most important novels are Mrs. Dalloway and the other one is To the Lighthouse. Okay, now both of these novels can also be interpreted from a feminist point of view. That is why I mentioned this. And then her famous essay called A Room of One's Own. Okay, A Room of One's Own. This particular essay is very famous from the point of view of feminist literary criticism because it also mentions the character of Judith Shakespeare. Okay, the fictitious sister of William Shakespeare. And let me begin with a very famous quotation by Virginia Woolf. Quote, "Women have served all these centuries as looking glasses, possessing the magic and delicious power of reflecting the figure of man at twice its natural size." Unquote. Now let me repeat that once more. "Women have served all these centuries as looking glasses, possessing the magic and delicious power of reflecting the figure of man at twice its natural size." And this quotation comes from A Room of One's Own. And another very famous quotation by Virginia Woolf is, quote, "As a woman, I have no country. As a woman, I want no country. As a woman, my country is the whole world." Unquote. Now let me repeat that again. "As a woman, I have no country. As a woman, I want no country. As a woman, my country is the whole world." Then another quotation from A Room of One's Own by Virginia Woolf is, quote, "A woman must have money and a room of her own if she is to write fiction." Unquote. Now, in this essay, A Room of One's Own, Woolf addressed the status of women and women artists in particular, and also asserted, as I pointed out in the quotation, that a woman must have money and a room of her own if she is to write fiction. And according to Woolf, centuries of prejudice and financial and educational disadvantages have inhibited women's creativity. And to illustrate this point, she cites the example of Judith Shakespeare, the fictitious or hypothetical sister of William Shakespeare, who was equally gifted as William Shakespeare was. But due to social circumstances, familial circumstances, she eventually kills herself. And Virginia Woolf celebrates the work of women who have overcome that tradition and become writers. For example, Jane Austen, George Eliot, all the three Bronte sisters, Charlotte Bronte, Emily Bronte, Annie Bronte. And in the final section of this essay, Woolf suggests that great minds are androgynous. Means women can possess some masculine traits as well as males also possess some feminine traits. And that is what the sign of a great mind is. Because only when we possess some kind of understanding of a female mind or a male mind can one become a great writer. And she also argues that intellectual freedom requires financial freedom. And she also urges her audience or readers to not only limit themselves only to fiction, but also write poetry, criticism. And whenever you read Middlemarch by George Eliot, remember that about Middlemarch, Virginia Woolf goes on to say that this is one of the few novels that is made for grown-up people, for mature people. Mature in the sense that it doesn't deal with frivolous subjects. Because as she points out that George Eliot, being a woman in the Victorian era, England, she did not limit herself only to frivolous topics or frivolous issues or domesticity. She wrote about real life from the point of view of adults or mature people. Now, after this, another novel by Virginia Woolf is called Orlando. Okay, Orlando, a biography. Now, this is basically about a character called Orlando who manages to change his sex from man to woman and lives on for centuries. And in the process, he also meets key figures of English literary history. And this novel is considered as a feminist classic. And many scholars have written about it. Many feminist scholars देन स्कॉलर्स फ्रॉम जेंडर स्टडीज और ट्रांसजेंडर स्टडीज. और इस नॉवल में होता क्या है दैट ऑरलैंडो इज अ यंग बॉय ऑफ 16 ईयर्स एंड ही स्टार्ट्स एट द एलिजाबेथन कोर्ट ऑफ एलिजाबेथ, क्वीन एलिजाबेथ, मतलब ड्यूरिंग द टाइम्स ऑफ शेक्सपियर. After that, during the reign of Charles II, Orlando is named ambassador to Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul in Turkey, and is rewarded with dukedom, means he is made a duke. After that, he falls in love with a dancer, and when he finally wakes up after a few days, Orlando realizes that he has become a beautiful woman. Then he returns to England. So all the ages, subsequent ages in English literary history, for example, Age of Dryden or Age of Pope, he sees all of that. And finally, times proceed to the Victorian era. So, matlab, he starts from the Elizabethan times and he proceeds to the Victorian era. Matlab, in a sense, he does not age. Though his sex changes from male to female, his aging, let's say, does not take place in him. After that, this man turned woman marries in the Victorian era, because that was one of the ways to find respectability during that time, means during the Victorian era. So, from the point of view of feminist literary criticism, when you read Virginia Woolf, remember her famous essay, A Room of One's Own, and the important arguments that she makes in this essay. Along with this, also remember the fictitious character of Judith Shakespeare. After that, the plot of some of her major novels. Now, knowing the plot of or the storyline of her major novels can be useful from both points of view. From the point of view of feminist literary criticism, it is always useful. And it is also useful from the point of view of history of English literature. And as I mentioned, Orlando. Now, Orlando, of course, isme matlab dono tarike se pooch sakte hain sawal. You know, if you get a question from the point of view of history of English literature, they can ask you about the storyline, plot. From the point of view of feminist literary criticism, they can ask you about Orlando because it is a good example of a character that is androgynous. Matlab, somebody who possesses the traits of a male as well as a female. Okay, so from an exam point of view, just remember these points. Along with that, the quotations that I mentioned, because those quotations are pretty important, very famous quotations.